As the first Black and Asian American woman on a presidential ticket, Kamala Harris is making history. Something presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden noted yesterday when he introduced her as his running mate.
And this morning, all across the nation, little girls woke up, especially little Black and brown girls, who so often feel overlooked and undervalued in their communities. But today, just maybe, they're seeing themselves for the first time in a new way.
NPR's David Folkenflik reports on how the media covered this election.
Harris brings a lot of firsts. She's the first Black woman nominated on a national ticket from a major party. She's first Asian American. And she's the daughter of immigrants. The New York Times and USA Today gave the news full historic treatment, dominating the front pages of each with striking photos that could be in movie ads. Here's MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski. She's a strong critic of President Trump.
So this is just a great Joe Biden trait, and he's not afraid of having a strong woman by his side.
In the conservative media, however, Harris's identity was often wielded against her. On Fox News, longtime Republican operative Ari Fleischer suggested Black Americans simply didn't embrace Harris.
She's just not that historically exciting to African Americans. She certainly wasn't during the primary. And that was one of the biggest reasons Biden picked her. He needs that boost in African American turnout in order to win. I don't see it.
That argument was fleshed out more by Mark Levin, a conservative legal pundit, speaking here hours after the pick was named.
Kamala Harris is not an African American. She is Indian and Jamaican. Jamaica's part of the Caribbean. India is out there near China.
Out there near China, as a description of India, is its own special brand of geographic dismissiveness. Yet Kamala Harris, the daughter of a mother from India and a father from Jamaica, was born in Oakland, California. She grew up in Berkeley before moving to Montreal. Though herself Asian, her mother brought Harris up with a strong sense of Black identity. Harris went to a leading historically Black college, Howard University, even pledged AKA, a premier Black sorority. Now, back to Mark Levin, who has a weekly show on Fox News, though this is from the opening to his show on the conservative outlet The Blaze, focusing like a laser beam on Harris's identity.
Her ancestry does not go back to American slavery. To the best of my knowledge, her ancestry doesn't go back to slavery at all.
Cornell University historian Margaret Washington has spent her career studying the American South and slavery. She says Levin seems to be intentionally missing the point.
The Americas represent two hemispheres, and Jamaica was a slave society. And so why is she any less African-American than I am? We are all Americans. And those of us who have African heritage are African Americans.
Washington argues Levin and others are cynically seeking to deploy Harris's multifaceted identity against her.
I think it's a way of characterizing people who are biracial as not really being Black. That's what they did with Obama. I think that's what they're attempting with Kamala Harris.
Again, Harris herself was born in Oakland. Right on schedule, Newsweek just published a column by a conservative law professor arguing that Harris isn't eligible to run for vice president because her parents were immigrants. It's a revival of the playbook deployed by large segments of the conservative media that indulge racist claims against America's first Black president. David Folkenflik, NPR News.